have a seat.
Beautiful. Boy, I hate to stop you from singing because... Sounds beautiful, yeah. So not to detour for too long here, but I would love to hear in that song, and be in folks who don't typically, we don't really make our living playing hymns so much, but, you know, a lot of this music has been so formative for us, and hearing that line about He shines in all that's fair, it makes me think about something that I... have encountered over the last, you know, a lot of you guys might not know much, you know, who we are or anything, and we fly pretty far under the radar as artists, but, you know, I've been writing songs for about 20 years or so in bands, and I was with a band called Cabin's Call for about 10 years, and then about 10 years out of that band, and during all that time, did a good deal of what a lot of folks call Christian music, and I don't know what that could possibly mean. That doesn't sound possible to me, and I actually want to bring it up intentionally because, you know, He shines in all that's fair. He doesn't shine in all that's categorized a particular way. He shines in all that's fair, and so I want to say this one thing to you and maybe talk for 2 seconds about it, just as a general rule of thumb, because it's so confusing when there seems to be so much Christian culture is so pervasive and sometimes in ways that I think are not kingdom building and are not really healthy or can be really confusing. So let me say this and then I'll qualify it. See if this resonates at all. The word Christian, when applied to anything other than a human being, is a marketing term. Okay? The word Christian, when applied to anything other than a human being, is a marketing term. There is no such thing as Christian music. There's no such thing as Christian theme parks. There's no such thing as Christian breath mints, Christian retail stores, Christian goods, Christian services, Christian stuff. There's just no such thing. Nor really can there be. There are Christian people who engage with all these different kind of activities and make all this kind of stuff, but the stuff itself is not Christian and it can't be. And why can't it be? Because when we say Christian stuff, Christian music, Christian whatever it is other than people, we're bound to mean one of two things. Either we mean what we mean when we talk about Christian people, which is redeemed, right? Christian people, when we talk about Christian individuals, typically that means somebody who's redeemed, somebody who Jesus has chased down, reached into their chest and replaced their dead heart with a heart that beats. That's typically what we mean, and is therefore redeemed and will be in heaven, right? Only on that basis, the fact that Jesus has chased him down. So is that what we mean when we talk about Christian stuff? Is it actually redeemed? Is it literally, like, saved? Like, are songs, can you save songs? Did Jesus come to do that, or did he come to save people? If the only people in heaven, so they say, are the Christian people. The Christian people are the ones in heaven, right? So is the Christian music the only music we're going to be singing in heaven? The music you'll hear on your local Christian radio station, that's the only music we'll have in heaven? That's the only redeemed stuff, huh? Christian breath mints are the only breath mints we'll be sucking on in heaven, apparently. Is that the idea? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure that makes sense to me. And I don't think that just putting a marketing term on it, the big rubber stamp, Christian, suddenly makes it the only stuff we're going to have in heaven? Is that the way it works? That seems ridiculous. Okay, well, that can't be what we mean. So it's not that. Well, then what is it when we say Christian music, Christian art, Christian whatever? Logically, the only other real meaningful alternative, if we mean anything by the word Christian, and if we don't mean anything by it, we shouldn't use it to describe stuff. But if we do mean something by it, and we don't mean that, and that seems illogical to me, then we must mean that it's right, true, good, beautiful, right? It represents things that are right, true, good, beautiful. But, you know, that doesn't really work either, does it? Because that would mean that whatever somebody who, whatever, you, if there's art and you stamp Christian on it, it's suddenly infused with rightness, goodness, truth, and beauty. I mean, if anything, Christian art, and I'm really not trying to be critical or absolutely not cynical, Cynicism is the enemy of hope, and we have nothing but hope because of Jesus, so cynicism is not allowed. But this might sound critical. I don't really mean to be critical so much as just honest. It seems self-evident. Most of the art that is categorized as Christian throughout, you know, the years is kind of thought of as being kind of unoriginal and maybe not always kind of substandard. Like, it's usually a Christian alternative to something that's happening in popular culture. Usually it's a couple years behind. They come out with, I'm sure any day we're going to have the Christian version of Lady Gaga, and I can't wait to see how somebody pulls it off. And it'll sell like crazy. It'll sell like crazy. Because the parents are waiting for something they can play for their kid, they can buy for their kids, you know, which is kind of the point. There's a lot of money to be made in Christian stuff. And the reason is because of the last thing that bothers me about it is that if there's Christian stuff, that means there's not Christian stuff. And so if the Christian stuff is presumed to be right, true, good, and beautiful, but really, it, just on its face, it's not. I mean, if it's unoriginal, it misrepresents God's character. Whole first chapter of the Bible is our marveling at God making all things out of nothing and all, making it all very good. There's no cheesy art out these stained glass windows. I mean, we made a 2-hour drive this morning from South Bend, and I'll tell you, it was. There's no cheesy art on our drive. It was beautiful. Creation's beautiful. So when we make substandard, unoriginal, derivative art and call it Christian, it's just a bad advertisement for the vast creativity of our God. Problematic there as well. But it sets up this weird false sense of security, this dichotomy that if the Christian stuff is right, true, good, beautiful, then the not Christian stuff is not right, not true, not good, not beautiful. And so suddenly, rather than using our powers of discernment to engage with everything, all things in creation, everything Jesus is Lord of, which is not just the Christian stuff, incidentally, marketed that way or not, he's Lord of all things, then suddenly we're living in fear. We're living in fear of stuff that's not Christian, because the Christian stuff is what? Either redeemed or right, true, good, beautiful. It really seems to be neither of those things inherently. But now suddenly we've built up this dichotomy, and so you go into this Christian retail store, right? And everything in the Christian store is Christian stuff, and so you don't need your powers of discernment when you come in. You can consume anything on any of these shelves, and it's all right, true, good, beautiful. And if we don't mean that, then what do we mean? And that seems to be the implication, right? That seems to be what it means. If it's Christian stuff in a Christian store, it's right, true, good, beautiful. You can come in. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Buy any book you'd like. Buy any record you'd like. It's all right, true, good, beautiful. But see, that's not true. And if that's not true, then maybe this category is really harmful. Because what it does is it causes you to live in fear of anything that doesn't carry the category. And Jesus would not have you live in fear. Jesus does not want you to live in fear. He would rather you learn how to use your powers of discernment. And please discern, especially stuff that somebody has stamped Christian on, especially discern that. I mean, if I've been doing Christian art, Christian music for almost 20 years, do not trust me, I'm a liar. I'm a really good liar. So you'd better discern what you hear coming out of my mouth, Christian or not. And if you have to discern me, that means you have to discern all of it. There is nothing right, true, good, inherently right, true, good, or beautiful, or redeemed. It's all just the same stuff. Christian people, no Christian stuff. Maybe that's helpful. Maybe that's disruptive, and I apologize. It's early for that. We are going to play. We're going to sneak one more song in here, though, really quick. And then we're going to dismiss you guys. You're going to dismiss these guys. But thanks so much. We're going to play tonight at, I think, 8 o'clock. And we'd love to have you guys come back and play some music for you guys. One more song. And thank you guys so much for letting us come this morning and be at your chapel. We really do appreciate it.